are fewer parking spots in Springfield, but we're not sure if you're noticing or not. And that's one of our points of discussion on this week's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. SJR Business Editor Tim Landis is with us. Tim, the city undertook a parking study, and they did find out that there are fewer parking spots in Springfield.
The Springfield Sangamon County Regional Planning Commission does this parking survey every year, and they're basically looking at the Capitol Complex and the old Capitol Plaza area. And we were particularly interested this year, Bill, because you remember back in the spring, Norm Andy's closed a landmark downtown restaurant, and one of the things they blamed was the lack of parking. Well, what this year's survey found was about 630 fewer parking spaces this summer than at this time last year. Now, that's only about 2% of the total, so it's in the scheme of things, it's not a lot. Most of that was lost to construction, and some of that will be coming back as hospital construction is completed and the rail consolidation work over at Carpenter Street is completed. But the larger picture is always, this is always an issue in downtown Springfield of whether there's sufficient parking.
Still, it's only about half used is what it looks like.
Well, that's always the irony of this, that as part of this survey, they also station themselves downtown on weekdays during the lunch hour, basically, and try to get a sense of how many of the public and metered spaces are in use. And in both cases, it still runs about 41% to 44%, less than half in both of those cases. And the thing you hear every year when we talk about this is that people do not like to park and have to walk a block or two, although it's something they might do at the mall, or park at the far end of the lot and walk. It's very much a psychological thing, it appears, and something that groups like Downtown Springfield Incorporated, they're always working on the psychology of that.
On another matter, the state is putting on hold right now an economic development tool that a number of communities across the state and region use. They're called enterprise zones, and the lack of a budget is leading to a halt in enterprise zones for a bit. Can you explain that and tell us what that means?
Well, the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, the director, Jim Schultz, sent out a one-page statement over the weekend that they would not certify nearly 50 enterprise zones statewide. Now, that includes one for Springfield and Sangamon County. As with so many things, it appears right now, when with the state budget impasse, it does not appear to have an immediate effect, as these enterprise zones still exist. They can still offer the tax incentives to businesses for the moment. But Schultz said in his statement they just didn't feel like they could go ahead and certify those to be renewed at some point without the lack of a state budget. So it just adds more of this uncertainty that you have in Illinois, including now for businesses who may be wondering, okay, if I apply for this enterprise zone tax break now, will that still be good in a year?
Small towns in many places are lucky when they have a grocery store in their town. In Girard, their grocery store burnt down a while back, but rebuilding is going to happen.
The County Market grocery store, the only one in Girard, was destroyed by fire last spring. They've been operating out of a mobile food trailer since a couple of weeks after the fire, but they let us know last week that they will be breaking ground for a new store on September 2nd, and that's expected to take about 9 months. So Girard will be getting their grocery store back. And the other thing we should point out, the parent company, Neiman Foods of Quincy, did keep all 50 to 60 workers from that store employed, either at the mobile trailer or at stores in Chatham and Springfield. So
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.